Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, the Feast of the Holy Spirit. Today we are called to talk about God, the Holy Spirit. We talk about the Holy Spirit we receive in baptism and the confirmation. St. Paul reminds us all the time that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. So what privilege to know that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. The Holy Spirit is present in our life. So today, the Feast of the Holy Spirit, we are called to reflect about the role of the Holy Spirit in our life. The Spirit we receive in the baptism. The Holy Spirit helps us to love. To love even our enemies. Because as human beings, it's not easy to love our enemies. And the Holy Spirit, the power of God, help us to love everyone, even our enemies. The Holy Spirit help us to forgive. It's not easy to forgive from heart. And the power of God, the Holy Spirit, help us to forgive. The Holy Spirit help us to become compassionate people, to serve. The Holy Spirit help us to become what we are. So today we are called to reflect about the role of the Holy Spirit. I told you the Holy Spirit help us to become extraordinary people. Talking about extraordinary people, I have met one of them last month when I went to Congo for my vacation. There are so many, many extraordinary people, people who are touched by the Holy Spirit in a special way. There are so many. Think about Mother Teresa, so many people around us. But last month, during my time on vacation, I met one extraordinary person, a priest. That priest takes care of the homeless and the orphans. There are about 500 homeless and orphans in very big campus, 5 or 6 buildings, and that priest lives among the homeless and the orphans. Every day, he tried to teach them to pray. He tried to teach them to learn, to read. He tried to feed them. All the time, that priest lives among the homeless and the orphans. Because in Congo, the tendency is when one lady gives birth, the baby has problem physically, most of the time they abandon the baby in the hospital or in the trees, in the street. And that priest take care of all the orphans, homeless, kids, teenagers, the abandoned people, the needy people. That struck me. And I spent more of my time serving in that place. I spent more of my time on vacation praying and playing with the kids and serving the food for lunch. And one day I asked myself, why did the Holy Spirit touch that priest in a special way? Because all of us, we have received the Holy Spirit. Why that Jesus or God touched some people a different way, a special way. And the only reason I find, because that priest is open to the Holy Spirit. That priest trusts the Holy Spirit. That priest prays the Holy Spirit every day. Like that priest, there are so many, many people who are open to the action of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit transforms, changes our life in a special way. Think about the apostles before the Pentecost. They were afraid to die. They were afraid to go outside to proclaim the good news, to talk about Jesus. But after receiving the power of God, after receiving the Holy Spirit, fearless, they went out. They went to proclaim the good news. They went to serve, to talk about Jesus. So like the apostles, most of the time, we are afraid. We're afraid to give our time. We're afraid to give ourselves. Most of the time, we're afraid to give our talents, our treasure, to become extraordinary people, like Mother Teresa, like that priest in Congo, taking care of the needy people. That is why we need the new Pentecost. We need the new Pentecost. We need the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, today, I just want to encourage you to be open to the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you to pray the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit transforms and changes our life. There are so many fear to speak out against the justice, fear to speak for the end of the abortion, fear to speak for the immigrants, fear to serve, fear to die for the sake of the gospel, fear to serve God, young people, to give your life for the sake of the gospel, to serve God as priests, as nuns. There are so many fears. There are so many things to do in our church, in our community. But sometimes there are fear to involve ourselves for the sake, for the good of the community, and to preach the gospel. So today, we need to ask for new Pentecost, to ask for the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the power of God, the Spirit we receive in the baptism. That Spirit can help us to go out, to give our time, our talents, and our treasure. And I exhort you every day to pray for the Holy Spirit. You will be amazed. The more we pray for the Holy Spirit, the more we become extraordinary people. The more we are open to the Holy Spirit, we become the people God wants us to be.